Nolte, Mr. They/Them's Flash is a certified box office catastrophe. By John Nolte on June 24, 2023. Ezra Miller, aka Mr. They/Them serial criminal incredibly accused non-binary child groomer, saw his $250 million The Flash nosedive a jaw-dropping 75% in its second weekend at the box office. This 75% collapse happened after The Flash opened to a devastating $55 million. This means that after 10 days of release, this dud will sit at a paltry $87 million. How bad is that? Well, had The Flash opened to $87 million, that would have been considered a disappointment. Gamble $250 million on a fetishist freak so narcissistic he demands you call him them and see what happens, morons. In other woke/broke news, after the child groomers at Disney opened their new Pixar film Elemental to an all-time Pixar low last weekend, it grossed just $18 million in its second weekend. After 10 days of release, Elemental will have grossed just $65 million. Had this $200 million, add another $100 million for publicity, film opened to $65 million, it would have been considered a monumental failure. The only silver lining is that Elemental's drop-off was just 40%. But 40% of failure is still a failure. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of perverts and child abusers. Don't forget that these fetishists snuck a non-binary they/them weirdo into Elemental to confuse your children and chip away at their innocence. Monsters. Other than how well Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse is doing, $315 million and counting, the only box office bright spot is Jennifer Lawrence's belligerently non-woke No Hard Feelings. A raunchy, R-rated comedy that finally offers some T&A with a reasonable $45 million budget. No Hard Feelings opened at the high end of projections with $15 million. If it has legs to go with that sweet T&A, we might see parts of Hollywood remove that 6-foot steel pole from their Puritan asses, loosen up a little, and make us laugh again with the funniest material in the world, that which is inappropriate. No Hard Feelings' $15 million is also good news for the box office poison known as Jennifer Lawrence. She might be able to reclaim some of the box office clout she lost nearly a decade ago. Lawrence had once proven to be a box office draw, and not just because of the project she chose. For a while there, the Best Actress Oscar winner enjoyed all kinds of audience goodwill. She was an enormously attractive personality who seemed to have a sense of humor about herself and a grounded view of fame. Then she turned out to be just another smug Hollywood jerk. One so insufferable she blamed a deadly hurricane on Donald Trump supporters, exposed herself as a mean girl by trashing Christians, and even trashed her own family. If Lawrence uses her star power to bring down the woke Reich's hold on entertainment, she could reclaim some of that goodwill. People might see her as cool again instead of a mean, bigoted, humorless scold.